This is a real good friend of mine, guys. 41 years.
And we're still having him on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 41 years officiating high school, college, professional football, four TSSAA Blue Cross State Championships, 1 year in NFL, the strike year, 7 years in arena football. He had 17 semifinal rounds with TSSAA. That's a lot for an official. And he's won the highest award, the AF Bridges Award winner. He's also won that twice. And I'd like to bring on my dear friend, Daryl Keckler. What's up, D?
Good morning, boys.
You're not out calling the game this morning?
No, but as an official, we've been called a whole lot of stuff, but legend hasn't been one of them.
No, well. Hey, Daryl, how'd you get started refereeing? Where did it all start?
You know, you get finished playing and you get away from it, and then you figure out some way to get back in it. And some friends of ours, Steve Chauncey, Herb Murphy, these guys reached out and said, hey, why don't you come and referee? And I'm like, nah, they weren't ever my favorite people as a player.
I resemble that remark.
You absolutely do. So, you know, I got started in it. We did a lot of junior pro and gray Y stuff and just worked my way up. And once you get in it, it gets in your blood and it's just hard to get out.
Daryl, it's amazing how when you're not an official, you find all those missed calls, but then when you become one, you're spot on all the time.
You know, that's 100% right. And I was sitting with a father up in the stands a couple of weeks ago, and he made every single call correct.
I tell you what, it's probably the only profession where 50% of people like you and 50% of the people don't like you.
Absolutely. I'm guaranteed to satisfy 50% of the people when I go out.
Well, Daryl, I mean, I couldn't – if I brought you on this radio station and didn't have you talk about your family, they might all disown me. So you better tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, you know, I've got two boys, Brock and Daryl. Daryl was a pretty good athlete and in football. Was an All-State quarterback in Mount Juliet. All-State basketball player at Mount Juliet. Brock was an excellent basketball player at Mount Juliet as well. Daryl is now the head coach at Drew University basketball. He is the winningest coach in history at that university. He's married to Alexa, which is in the Maryland Hall of Fame for volleyball, and she's the head volleyball coach at Lehigh University. So there's a little bit of athletes in our family.
I'm going to tell you something. You better talk about that lovely wife of yours.
Well, my lovely wife, Tammy, of 43 years. We were high school sweethearts. And she's hung in there for many, many nights alone when I was out officiating. She did a terrific job raising the kids. Absolutely.
Daryl, as long as you've been an official, man, especially the high school game, you've seen so many changes around the mid-state. I guess talk about the evolution of the player since you've been officiating and how much faster the game is now.
Sure. When I first started, linebackers were, you know, 180 pounds, 190 pounds. Your front line might have been 220, 225. But now they are just so big and so fast. And their skill level is off the charts. I mean, you've got – in the early 80s, we were running the football 45 times and throwing it three or four times. Now it's the opposite. We're throwing it all the time and running it. The skill players, the wide receivers, the quarterbacks, I can't tell you how far they've come. And they just seem to be getting better. You've got great coaches like you just had on, Will Hester, and, you know, these guys have just mastered the art of it and passed it on to the kids, and they're fantastic.
Our Gary Forsaker Legend of the Week here is Daryl Keckler on Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. The Arena Football League really intrigues me. 7 years in the Arena Football League, and I remember the Nashville Cats. It was as much a party as it was a game. Talk about officiating in the Arena League football. That, I mean, because there's action all the time, that's for sure.
Yes. Once I got in the Arena League, the NFL took it over.
Yeah.
And NFL used to go to all the major college conference games and watch officials. When they came to one arena football game, I said, wait a minute. There's so much action in this game, we can tell if a guy can officiate or not through the Arena League. And so they started taking officials left and right out of the Arena League versus the College League because it's so fast in such a small area, and really skilled officials have to look at your area quickly, make a decision, and it's really a fun league to officiate in. There was never a dull moment. Trust me on that.
Well, I need a story then. You said there was never a dull moment. Give me a story.
Oh, gosh, in the Arena League or regular
football? Yeah, just Arena League, yeah. Or anything.
In the Arena League, the Arena League was just a kind of a party, and then a football game broke out with the hot tubs and all the stuff around. And I can remember being in Shreveport doing the Arena League, and all of a sudden, all the crowd goes really loud and all. So we look down into the hot tub, and there's four girls and two guys going at it, just fighting their way in the hot tub. We've got more cheering going on for that than we did the football game.
That's funny.
There's a lot of stories. I mean, it is too funny. But I'll tell you, the coaching in Middle Tennessee is just off the charts. I mean, with Will Hester, you got Creasy at Oakland. I mean, you got guys all over the place getting flat-out coached. John McNeil's been at Friendship for so many years. He's done a great job. You got Coach Wade at DCA now that's really turned that program around. I mean, the coaching is off the charts. And as an official, we know what those guys put in time-wise, and we really respect those guys as well. And so I just want to shout out to those guys as well.
Daryl, when I was at Big Orange Illustrating covering Tennessee, and Greg also was there, I was going to Fayetteville, Arkansas. It was 1999, just right after Tennessee won the national championship, and they played in Fayetteville. And, you know, we're on a smaller plane going to Fayetteville, and got to meet an official who was sitting next to me, SEC official, and talked to him. And then when we were coming back, there was a it wasn't really a controversial play, but, you know, it caused a lot of angst between on both sides, and we were coming back and happened to be sitting beside him again, and he looked at me and said, did I get that call right? And I said to him, you know what, it was a tough call, but you got it right. I guess talk about taking it home with you, and you know, when there's a tough call, to make sure you got it right.
Well, taking it home with you is really something the official tries not to do, because the next play's got to come and you still have to officiate that one. So a short memory is really needed as a good official, so we can go on to the next play. But there are times when you're riding, like you said, in an airplane, riding home or something, you're going, man, I hope I didn't miss that. And then now there's film all the time, there's reviews all the time, so you can go back and look at it, and you'll be surprised how right you were at it. You do miss them. It happens. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it doesn't, because that wouldn't be the truth. But it happens. But I will tell you that the work put in and the mechanics that are in the game today, you get a lot of them right. But you try not to take them home if you can help it.
Hey, Daryl, I don't know what you've done, but I just looked at my phone. I got a text from my wife saying, best legend ever. So you must be you must have texted Amy to get her to text me. I don't know. But, hey, we've talked about high school. We've talked about arena ball. You got to tell them the story about Junior Seau when you was up in the NFL that one year.
Yeah, I go in the locker room, and we were at Arizona, and San Diego was playing Arizona, and I go in the locker room, I have to check equipment and so forth, and the first person I run into is Junior Seau, and I introduce myself to him. He introduces himself to me, and he says, where are you from? I said, Nashville. He says, oh, I love SEC football. And, you know, Junior Seau was only about 6'1", 235 maybe, if that. And so I kind of look at him, I said, you know, I see you a lot on TV, and you're really a great player. So I thought you was bigger than that. Well, the locker room erupts with, you know, we told you was too pretty to be a linebacker and all this stuff. So they get on him pretty good. And so by middle of the first quarter, Arizona runs a draw play. Well, when they do, Seau steps up in the hole and just levels the guy. I mean, just runs through the guy. So as he passes me coming back, he hits me on the butt and says, do I look bigger than that one? I said, well, yeah, it's great stuff. That's one of the clean stories I can tell you.
Yeah. Hey, Daryl, and I know with the folks at TSSAA and all the way, even down to junior pro all the way up, there's such a shortage right now. How do you get people involved again? Because there really is a need. And didn't we have a game this year had to be postponed because they just didn't have enough officials?
That's right.
You know, how do we get people doing it?
You know, you have to get ex players and administrators in the school and things to get involved. You just really have to love the game because there is a lot to it. You just don't sign up and go out there and call high school football. You got to pay some dues with the junior pros and the mid-state youth football leagues and things of this sort. There's time put in it, and it pays not great at that level. But I mean, when we were doing it, it was like $10 or $12 an hour. So I can't tell you we got rich doing it. But you have to love the game. You got to be able to put in the time. And people just now just don't seem to want to put in the time.
I'll tell you what, I'm just sitting here daydreaming. But we had a lot of people.
It's
don't
like
know
you
this.
Do most shows.
Yeah. Well, you, I have to. You know, we had a blast doing it. You know, I told people this before I became a head football coach when I first started. Coaching at Mount Juliet in 1979. I refereed with y'all on the weekends with the junior pro, and that's where stuff happens that you don't see on Friday night. But boy, what fun we had as a group. We really enjoyed the camaraderie and everything, calling the games there.
Oh, absolutely. And when you're not officiating, when you get finished officiating and you're just sitting around, you miss the camaraderie. You miss that 2 hours cutting up with it, you know, and telling a guy, man, you really did a good job officiating tonight. You missed that stuff. And that's the reason you find ways to get back in it. That's the reason you guys are on the radio talking about sports. You know, you don't coach anymore, but, man, you got to be a part of it. And
I don't know how to do anything else. That's what I'm here for.
I can vouch for that.
Hey, Daryl, my dad was a high school basketball coach, and he once told a referee that he didn't like. During a game, and I'm going to clean this up, he said, he tells the referee, standing by him like at a free throw or whatever, and he said, my dad asked the referee, told the referee, will you give me a technical foul for what I'm thinking? And then the referee says, well, no. And he said, well, my dad says, well, I don't think you're worth a, you know. And he got a technical. Anyway. What was the funniest thing a coach ever told you that you just had to laugh?
Well, that would have to be cleaning up some.
Yeah.
you know, I don't know. There's just been so much of it, Greg. It's nonstop. It's mostly, you know, every night. Coach Goodwin at DCA, this is probably early August. We're over there working the scrimmage. And we're in the middle of the field. We got some young guys working, and Dennis is out there talking to me and Danny and Rick Pearson. And he says, you guys out here practicing? And we looked at him. I said, no, we're watching your team to see if you're auditioning, if we can come out and referee or not.
Well, Daryl, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. It's good seeing you last night at Tim Leeper's event with the Lebanon Rotary Club. That was a really nice event, good fundraiser. It was great catching up with you, and thanks for joining us this morning. You are now truly a legend.
Well, that'll be added to my things I've been called, so thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Daryl.
Talk to you, D.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Daryl.
Daryl Keckler, 42 years officiating. That's pretty cool. Well,